South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Kim Tae-yong says he believes North Korea is trying to produce a nuclear warhead small enough to be carried on a missile. Kim made the comment Wednesday in a parliamentary hearing. Such a direct statement is rare because senior South Korean officials usually keep quiet about North Korean security matters in public. Kim added he believes North Korea has enough plutonium to produce as many as 7 nuclear weapons. Despite being impoverished, North Korea has invested heavily for decades in ballistic missile technology. It has hundreds of short and medium-range missiles capable of reaching all of South Korea and most of Japan. North Korea test-fired a medium-range missile directly over Japanese territory in 1998. In 2006, just months before it tested a nuclear explosive underground, the North conducted a failed test of a long-range missile hypothetically capable of reaching the United States. South Korean media quoted Seoul defense officials Wednesday as saying the North had conducted a test firing of at least 2 short-range missiles. The missiles were apparently fired Tuesday afternoon off North Korea's western coast. South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman Kim Ho-nyon did not confirm the launch Wednesday, but said the test was probably not cause for alarm. He says if it was in fact short-range missiles North Korea launched, it is probably part of a routine drill. He says North Korea is known to conduct 2 sets of routine missile tests each year. Even small military movements by North Korea attract attention here in the South, perhaps especially at this point in time. It remains unconfirmed whether leader Kim Jong-il, believed to be recovering from a stroke, is actually in control of the country. Pyongyang threatened earlier this month to resume reprocessing of spent nuclear fuel into material usable in weapons, and this week marks several key anniversaries in the North, including that of the country's Communist Party founding and of its nuclear test 2 years ago. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.